Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1061, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and BloombergRadio.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
All right, everybody, listen to Bloomberg Markets on this Wednesday, July 26, 2017. We've already talked about the Fed's meeting and the results of that meeting. Not too much market reaction. Can I talk about Ford, though, because we are seeing some market reaction to their news, Corey?
Indeed, a really interesting quarter from Ford. We're going to talk to the chief financial officer with some really interesting looking, a really interesting quarter from Ford, and talking about competition with Tesla, Alphabet, Google, Apple, and the likes. Interesting times for Ford, indeed. Let's get to the very latest in business news headlines from Charlie Pellett.
All right. I thank you very much, Corey Johnson. First, the numbers at the close of floor trading on the NYMEX, brought to you by USCF. Invest in what's real. Visit USCFinvestments.com, USCFinvestments.com. West Texas Intermediate crude rallying $3 up today by 89 cents, 48.78 on WTI. That is a gain of 1.9%. Federal Reserve left its benchmark rate unchanged at today's policy meeting, said it would begin trimming its multi-trillion-dollar balance sheet relatively soon. Let's get more now from Bloomberg's Vindy Del Giudice.
The Fed built up the balance sheet during the financial crisis to lower long-term borrowing costs after it cut its benchmark rate to zero. It was an emergency move to protect the teetering economy. Economists say the roll-off of the $4.5 trillion balance sheet could be announced as soon as September. In their policy statement, Fed officials said household spending and business investment continue to expand, and near-term risks to the economy appear roughly balanced. Vinny Del Giudice, Bloomberg Radio.
The S&P 500 index up 0.1% to 2480. Dow Industrials up 108 at a record, trading higher by 0.5%. NASDAQ up 9, up 0.1%. Gold up 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horse.
Ford Motor Company reported its latest quarterly earnings, the automaker surprising Wall Street with better-than-expected results. They also lifted their annual profit forecast. Even so, though, we're seeing shares of Ford under some pressure in today's session. In fact, it's down about 2%. Let's bring in Bob Shanks, though. He's Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer at the Ford Motor Company. Bob, great to have you here with Corey and myself on Bloomberg Radio. I was looking at some of the comments coming off of the call with analysts, and you specifically talked about redirecting capital from car models. Tell us about capital deployment right now at Ford.
Well, it's certainly an area that we're very much focused on and have been for quite some time. But the specific comment was around trying to, first of all, make sure that we're allocating capital where we get an appropriate return. Secondly, that we're allocating capital where we can get the best return. So think of that as allocating capital away from weaker parts of the business to stronger parts of the business, particularly if we can't address the underlying weakness that is causing a weak return in the first place. If you think about what we did with small cars and specifically the next generation Focus in North America, we ultimately decided to produce that in China, which is actually our largest global production footprint for Focus anywhere in the world. So it's got great scale. To put it there, we only have to invest in one plant instead of two, one in China, one here, or in Mexico is where it was going to go. We saved $1 billion from doing that. With that $1 billion, we can now deploy to stronger parts of the business or other parts of the business, growth areas like electrification, autonomy, et cetera, mm-hmm. where we can get great returns. So that's just a small example, but there's a lot of that type of work and thinking underway as we kind of unpack our strategy, as Jim Hackett mentioned in the call.
I want to ask you, though, because I feel like CFOs have been for a while now, especially coming off of the financial crisis, you know, much more involved in corporate strategy, making sure that the money, the capital expenditures are spent in the most productive way for the company. And I'm curious, in your position as Ford CFO, you know, as you watch this increased and faster move to EVs, electric vehicles, you know, how are you, and autonomous vehicles, how are you advising kind of your company to spend money in the best way to plan for the future?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I'd say it's not my role. It's a team sport at Ford, and the senior team is very much as a team engaged in thinking through those choices and then ultimately making those decisions. And when you think about what we have to do, and this is the interesting part, I heard the setup to the call, exciting times at Ford, exciting times in this industry, because we have to make decisions that not only, if you think about it, are addressing the renewal of the traditional business as you may have thought about it over a 100-year period, mm-hmm. but we've also got to think about the investments we have to make for a business that's going to be really radically transformed over the next 10 or 15 years, from electrification, from autonomous vehicles, from a lot of digital services that are going to be enabled by the connected nature of our products. So we have to have like two parts of our brain working.
Yeah.
One that's sort of traditional, near midterm, and then the other that's making those calls on capital for investments that may not pay off for, you know, quite some time. But if you don't make them now, you know, you will be so far behind, you'll just be out of it, once the market really kind of comes to scale in those areas.
Well, to that, I mean, do you expect, let's call it, 15, 20 years from now, when autonomous cars could be a reality, and self-driving vehicles, do you expect that's going to be more cars sold or fewer cars sold? And explain why.
Well, that's something that gets a lot of debate and discussion, not just in Ford, but, you know, across the industry and those that follow us and support us. There's a lot of different views on that, frankly, Corey. I mean, our point of view, I wouldn't say it's that strong, frankly, because it's sort of like looking in the crystal ball here, but it is possible that once it really takes off, there could be an initial dip in industry sales as people buy more, or there's more of those types of products that are available that cause others to then not purchase vehicles. But the other thing that we do expect is these vehicles will be used much more than traditionally individually owned products. So the cycle in terms of when you replace them and how frequently you have to replace them will be quite different than a normal vehicle. So once that cycle kicks in, you probably will see a bump back up in sales, because you'll have to be, replacing those products more faster in a quicker manner than a traditional vehicle. So I'll have to wait and see. I mean, I have no idea, frankly, but that's one of the scenarios that we've been looking at.
See, unlike me, you have to make a bet, though. That's a hard part
yeah,
of your
you
job.
Do.
And the easy part about mine. So what do you do?
I think the interesting thing is, well, first of all, we think that it's going to be very slow to take off. I think this is part of what Jim Hackett mentioned on the call today about not over-romanticizing the future. There are going to be a lot of constraints, a lot of issues with these types of products, these robots, if you will, initially. So they'll probably be very purposeful in terms of who uses them, how they're used, where they're used, what weather conditions, and so forth. And then as the technology advances and as people become more accustomed to them and there's greater uses for them, there's more scale for them, they'll start to take off more. So I think we'll have a transitional period we'll be able to manage that much more effectively. But to your point, we do have to make the investments now in those robots, yeah. And so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time for this industry and many other industries. Bob, thank you so much. Bob Shanks, he's Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer at Ford Motor Company, joining us on the phone from Dearborn, Michigan. I think it's an interesting point that he made, Corey, because I guess we need to give companies time to make those investments that are going to pay off longer down the road. You and I talk about this all the time.
Is the market going to do that, though?
I don't know.
Is the market going to allow that time? Are they going to be really surprised by these results? It's glad to hear Ford's thinking about it. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. So Nathan Hager right now, he's got a look at what's going on in the world of national news headlines. He's in our 99.1 studios in Washington, D.C.
Well, the top headline, Corey, is President Trump says he's not going to allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. He made that announcement in three tweets this morning. And now the Pentagon says it's working with the White House on just how to implement this policy change. Democratic Congressman Scott Peters says he'll try to amend the defense spending bill to block this move. But,
you know, my guess is with Republican control of both houses of Congress, that would unlikely to be successful, reversing the president's policy on this.
That's Bloomberg government senior defense analyst Rob Levinson. As debate continues in the Senate on repeal of Obamacare, President Trump's taking aim at one of his fellow Republicans, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, for breaking ranks. Get more on that from Bloomberg's Michael Barr.
Murkowski voted no to a procedural vote to debate a Republican health care plan. Trump tweeted this morning, Murkowski really let the Republicans down and our country down yesterday. Too bad. Murkowski, along with fellow Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, have insisted that Obamacare should not be repealed without an adequate replacement. Michael Barr, Bloomberg Radio.
Later this evening, the president heads to Wisconsin for a jobs announcement. It's expected to be that Foxconn is building a liquid crystal display panel plant in that state. A person familiar with the plan says this factory will be in House Speaker Paul Ryan's home district. It will employ about 3,000 people at first. This announcement set for about 5 o'clock Wall Street time. Bloomberg Radio will bring it to you live. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. In Washington, I'm Nathan Hager. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts Gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.